Hey guys, so welcome back to the pod, and today's episode we are going to be talking about social media and how it is important to respect other people on social media. Just like overall, I feel like we're going to be touching base on communicating on social media with other people. I think sometimes we forget that the way like we can communicate with people on social media is that like we almost act like they're not people, and we can literally just say whatever we want. Instead of like, I feel like we don't think that like, would you even say that to a person if you were like, you were to meet them? So I just feel like there's a lot to, you know, discover and not a lot to unpack about this. So I just think it's important to just a little bit talk about it. I have overall talked about social media quite a bit on this podcast, probably way too much, but since I'm in this world and I deal with this almost constantly, and I'm not saying this in like a way that like, oh my god, so fun, I deal with this. I'm just saying in a way that like I just think sometimes it is too much and it needs to be said enough so maybe people can realize it and take some notes, I'm hoping. I mean, if they are listening to it, I hope so. Anyways, yeah, it's not really a good place for me to talk about those stuff because some of them can be very hurtful or some comments can be a lot. But I just think it's important to just mention it, and I don't know, just hopefully that this will be, that like there will be a better future for other people who are going through the same path as me on social media. Yes, just a little bit about the topic. And now let's talk about update. So update I want to give is, first I will say that like it might be a little bit of a spoiler. So if you are going to see the Marvels, it's not Marvel technically, it's Sony in association with Marvel. They did the Morbius, right? So this movie, it was apparently shot like 2 years ago, and it was supposed to come in like 2020, but then pandemic happened and they hold it off. So yeah, it came out very recently, April 1st. And there has been a lot of backlash. Even like before I was going to come see it. I mean, I always wanted to see it anyways, because I've been literally seeing it everywhere. I mean, everywhere. On the movie theaters, like whenever I watch trailers, it's like the first thing comes up. So let me just save you guys some time, and I don't know, just give you guys some feedback. Not to say like it's a bad movie, it's not like bad, it's good. I mean, it's good is if it's too nice. I would say decent. But there's a lot missing. Like, a lot is missing. So, I'm a huge, huge fan of Venom. Like, I love Venom. Venom is, I mean, amazing. For me, it's amazing. I don't care what anyone says. I don't care. I literally don't care. I liked Venom. And I also liked Venom 2, which was the Let There Be Carnage. I would say the first one was definitely much better than the second one. But still, I like them both. It's not as good as Venom, but it was still decent. That's what I will say. But Rotten Tomatoes clearly disagree. They gave, I think, maybe 15 or 16 out of 100. So it's really, really bad. But I have to be honest, I think sometimes Rotten Tomatoes can be biased, or just their scores really don't mean shit. I have to be very honest. Sometimes I feel like critics can say a lot, but if I really want to see the movie, I'm going to see it. Like, I don't care. You know, it could be bad, but like, let me just see it for myself and decide it. You know what I mean? Like, I know it could be bad, but like, I want it. I feel like there are many times like that people shit on Twilight, but I still went to see it and I liked it. I actually not liked it. I loved it. So, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. Yeah, I'm not ashamed. And you can ask me many times. I'm not. So, I'm never gonna never gonna backtrack. Yeah, I'm very, very proud of it that I like it. Anyway, so this movie though, what is, I feel like I was frustrated of, and this thing is, I'm not even like a Marvel comic guy, or like I'm super obsessed with Marvel. Like, I have to be honest, I'm not. But I feel like as a person who watches, action movies a lot or who likes action movies, I was a bit confused. Not completely pissed like some Marvel fans. I was not. But I was confused, I would say that. So let me just clarify some things, some education for you guys, because I didn't know about this. And if you guys already know about this, then forgive me and skip this next 2 minutes. So most people get confused, and I was confused. I feel like if you're not a fan, you don't know. This whole time, I thought, you know, this Marvel and what is this, Sony, they're essentially like the same thing. They're in the same universe. It's not. So let me just like save you guys some time. So whenever like the Spider-Man comes out, you know, the Spider-Man No Way Home or Spider-Man anything to do with the Doctor Strange or Wanda, anything like that, that is produced by Marvel Studios. So which is by Disney. You know, that's that. But Venom, Morbius, Spider-Man, the old one with Tobey Maguire, they were like essentially different universe, which is produced by Sony, but it is in an association with Marvel. So it's not from Marvel Studios. I know it's so weird, so confusing. It's essentially like a Marvel is giving a licensing deal to Sony. So it's very different. So that's why I feel like I'm trying to make sense out of it, because it's all gonna make sense, I promise, when I explain it. But what I'm just trying to say, like, it's different. So don't confuse the Morbius with the Marvel Studios, like Marvel Studios Spider-Man. So because this is all kind of connected, like they're all in the comics, like Marvel comics, but they are not in the same universe, because this whole new production and everything the Sony is doing and Marvel is doing, so they're essentially all in different universes. Like if you watch this latest Spider-Man, which was Spider-Man No Way Home, right? So that was in Marvel's universe. That's why there were like two other people, you know, other Spider-Man was there, you know, one was Tobey Maguire, another one was the Andrew Garfield, right? Those are two different Spider-Man, but like they were like from different universes. So one of them was from the Sony universe, you know? So they all have Sony universe, meaning Venom universe, something like that. That's what they're calling it. So this is all gonna make sense, because what happened was, I was pissed about is like, first of all, if you have seen the trailers, and I was a bit confused. So in the trailer, they do show quite a bit in Morbius. Like they show this poster of the Spider-Man and stuff. They show this Vulture guy, which I have never seen that guy before, honestly. I mean, I have seen that guy in other movies, but I didn't know him as the Vulture. That's what I'm trying to say. Because he's a doctor, or he's out of jail, something like that in the trailer. So what happened was, they are like, I think they are trying to do a lot, and I was confused because I know this movie has been in production for 2 years, but what happened was, I think, I don't know, maybe the trailer was changed and they did the trailer earlier, but they didn't cut it. I don't know what happened with the trailer. So whatever it's shown on the trailer, so get ready, it's not gonna be in the movie. That's what pisses me. Like, I would rather have a long movie, because movie itself was not that long, I have to be honest. I feel like it was very, very fast-paced. Like, very fast-paced. Like, it was like clips, 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 like that. Which is not, like, it wasn't necessarily a bad thing, but I feel like for me, who was someone watching it, I would want to see more of it. And not just necessarily, like, I would want to. It's more like, I feel like because they showed it more in the trailer, and I thought it was gonna be in the movie, but turned out it wasn't in the movie. That's what I feel like happened, and I was just so confused. I'm like, wait, I saw this scene and it's not here. I saw that and it was not here. Many scenes are cut. And I'm going to say it because I already said this is a spoiler, so you can listen to it. So the part they say the Vulture, right? It's not in the movie at all. It's in the post credits. There are a lot of shit in the post credits that makes zero sense to me. Then there is a part like the Morbius is getting out of jail, and they show the poster of Spider-Man, but it's not in the actual movie. It's in the trailer, but it's not in the actual movie. There's just so much, and there's also part that like they say that like, oh, Dr. Morbius, you have been missing for 2 months or whatever in the trailer. no such thing in that movie. I know things happen, right, in post-production, but I've never seen a movie trailer that was this inconsistent with the movie itself. And towards the post-credits, they are essentially trying to connect this with Spider-Man. But this is where it gets interesting, and that's why I'm so excited to see what's going to happen. So this is all connected to Spider-Man, but I'm not sure which universe they are referring to. I don't know if this is with Tobey Maguire, and I don't think this is going to be with Tom Holland, because that's the Marvel Studios one. So I'm not sure what's going to happen, but it was very... I feel like overall decent movie, but I feel like the way they cut the movie, whoever did the editing, well, director, I mean, trailer was fine. I would say trailer was much better than the movie itself. I think the director, he really messed it up. I don't know why he cut it too much. I feel like they were trying so hard to make it better, and I feel like they made it worse. That's what I'm going to say. Like, overall, though, it's not a bad movie, but I just think it's not even about the movie itself. Like, movie was shot beautifully. Effects... visuals, gorgeous. But I think the way it's been cut and handled, like post-production, that's where things got like messed up, and would not recommend it. Anyways, I saved you guys like now an hour and a half in case you didn't want to see the movie. Okay. So that is it. That's the episode. Bye, guys. Anyways, no. So now let's get into today's episode. Okay, so the reason I want us to talk about how we should communicate with people, talk to people on social media is because there have been many times that I was triggered with certain words that people tell me or just refer to me, and that hasn't been really nice. And I'm not just saying this that like, oh my god, I'm so sensitive, but I just think sometimes it's that like there's a time and place for it, and sometimes it's just not it. And this is some of those things that like I want to like, you know, differentiate. That is like, obviously, you can talk to your friend or people you know differently on social media, and that's different. You know, sometimes you see like these mean comments or kind of like sarcastic comments that people made to each other, but they're friends or they're close. That's a different story, right? That's completely different. They can call each other bitch. They can call each other that. That's different. But I think I'm talking very strictly about strangers or people you don't know at all or no connection at all. They're just simply coming to your page and saying some things. That is where I feel like lines get blurred, and that's why sometimes I'm just so confused. Is that like, I think first thing I would say, not for people who just randomly use social media and just scroll through, that's one thing, but from my perspective, right, as a creator who creates so much content on social media, I just want to mention is that like, yeah, I might be sharing a lot, right? Yeah, like I might be sharing from my life, I might be sharing something from my day-to-day, I might be sharing some things that you guys ask and answering your question, but that doesn't mean that I am required to, you know. Yeah, I might be making money through essentially you guys, and I'm just trying to say this in the nice way possible, is that like, but that doesn't mean that I owe you guys, you know, anything. And I'm not trying to sound, I don't know how to say this in a nice way, honestly, is that like, oh, I'm better than you guys, or I don't need you guys. That's not what I mean. But it's more like, I just feel like there needs to be some sort of a boundary that like, I am a person at the end of the day, right? And some things that is said is that like, it needs to be said with a grain of salt, because it's just not fair sometimes, because I am a person at the end of the day. I'm not just some character that you see on a TV show. I am like, Merce is a person in real life as well. It's not just Merce on social media. That's where like I get so confused sometimes myself, because I think lines get blurred very easily. And I just lose myself because I end up sharing too much. And that's when sometimes like I realize people just take advantage of that and try to spin it around or twist things, and they don't turn out well. I'll give you guys some example. Like there have been many occasions that I go live on TikTok and I just, you know, like try to, I don't know, like answer you guys' questions or just chat with you guys and stuff. And most of the time, it's just because I am nice, and I have seen so many people like being so strict on lives, and I understand now why. It's like there are times that people, like I've seen, like I join people's lives and they just block or randomly mute people, and I was like, oh my god, that's so harsh. But then I realized why they do it, because people sometimes don't watch their mouth at all. And I'm not, again, trying to say this to be a bitch, but like it really is just not okay. Like there have been people making fun of my voice, the way I sound. Like they're like, oh, you sound like a girl, be a man, watch football, be a man, be a dude, whatever. It just so strange that like people say shit like that to me. It's like, because first of all, who are you? Who the fuck are you, right? And second of all, it's like, this is me, right? Like, and I don't even understand why I have to make an explanation about it. You know what I mean? Because it's just, I don't, like, it's my life. Like, you know, like, I don't owe you an apology. I don't owe you an explanation. I don't owe you anything. And if I want to share something, I share it. If I don't, I don't. But I did share about, like, oh, how this is something I cannot control. It's just me. Like, I think I just didn't pass the puberty. I'm still in puberty. And I said this as a joke. And they were like, no, it's you. You're doing this. It's because you're gay or whatever. And this always comes back to it. Not just my voice. My voice has been, like, maybe referred as a couple times, and the thing is, it's like I am completely aware of it. I'm completely aware that my voice sounds different. Like it sounds very gentle. It sounds very mellow, and that's just it. I'm sorry. I can't do anything about it. There are literally times that if you guys listen to my podcast a lot, you will know that there are times that my voice changed quite a lot. It goes from here and there. Like I physically cannot control it. Like I can make it sound slightly different, but it's not like my usual voice. It's not something like this voice is not something that like, oh, I am pretending. It's literally how it is. Yeah, there are times when I call customer service or stuff, I try to be gentle and stuff. That's me pretending. But me talking to you guys like this, it's literally me. Like I am not making this up. It's not something that is forced. It's like I'm not trying to pretend. It's literally just it. So it's, I don't know, it's very frustrating then people coming at and talking about it and then just mentioning, is that like, oh, you're gay, that's why it makes sense. Most all gay guys have voice like that. It's like, it doesn't, like, that's not okay to say. Like, that's not nice. Like, not even about nice, that's just not okay. Like, would you say that to someone you haven't met at all to their face? No, you wouldn't. You're only saying it because you're just in front of a computer or phone and you don't know this person and you're saying it to me. Is that like, that's not fair. And that's what I'm trying to come at, is that like I think we are getting almost too comfortable on social media. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I think social media has so much to offer, but I feel like it can also be so detrimental to your mental health, or just it can really affect so much your, I don't know, self-esteem and everything. Like, I just think it's like, that's what I was trying to do. And I think I should have done it. I try to be so nice with people. And that's why I try not to block. But I mean, I block actually too much almost on Instagram. But TikTok is a new platform for me. So I'm trying to grow and understand people. But I let it go. And I should have blocked him probably. But he kept commenting and everything. I just trying to come to a conclusion that like, I think we need to be respectful of each other. If we don't have anything nice to say, let's just not say it at all. I know it's easy to say, but like it's just like no one is forcing you to go see someone's comment, go like someone's post. Like this is sometimes so intense. Like a couple times people said this to me and it was so strange. And I'm not saying this in like a, I don't know, like a boastful way to saying that like, oh my god, I'm everywhere. People are like, oh, I see you on TikTok, I see you on YouTube, I see you on here. I mean, okay, I'm not forcing you. I'm you know what I mean? Like, I'm not forcing you to follow me or anything. There are times that I think brands have been using my pictures or videos for ads, you know, which is something good for me because I get followers from it or exposure, but it's not for me. It's like brands doing it using my name. It's called like white labeling, something like that with ads. But people had said that to me. They're like, I see you everywhere. It's like kind of they're getting frustrated or whatever. But again, you can simply say you're not interested or whatever. But you don't have to go out of your way to tell something like that. Like, it's just not okay. It really is not okay. I think this is where things are like I think it's like you need to educate sometimes people. So like you can't just say things like that to people. There are people on the other side of the screen, and you can't just like say whatever comes out of your mouth. You have to think about the consequences before you say anything. There has been many occasions in the past in my life when I was a kid, in high school especially, that this experience has happened. People would say shit like that to me, and I would just ignore, right? But deep down, it hurts. Like, it does hurt. And same things like this is that, like, I don't know you, right? Why would you go out of your way to make a comment about my appearance or the way I talk or the way I sound? Like, it's not your business. No one, like, I'm not forcing you to keep you on here or just spend your time with me. If you don't like me, that's fine. Just keep, like, there's this word, there was this sound on TikTok. It was so funny, guys. And I think it's just so relatable because Nicki Minaj gets so much hate and overall. But I think she's such a queen. And she always says, it's like, if you don't like me, that's fine. But like, don't talk about me, or just don't keep, like, keep your my name out of your mouth. Like, don't talk about me. Don't say shit like about me. And that's true. It's like that's literally the same thing I'm coming at. It's like, it's fine that you don't like me. And I feel like it's true that, like, you don't have to like everyone. It's fine. Maybe I am not your cup of tea. Maybe I am not your niche. I'm not your content. I am not your type. And I mean this in the content-wise, not like a person-wise. And that's fine. I think that's totally fine. But that doesn't mean that you go out of your way to like it. Like, there are so many times on TikTok, right, or YouTube, I see content I don't like. I see sometimes political content I don't like. I'm not a politician. I don't like politics at all. And I just always say, don't recommend, don't like, unfollow, whatever. Like, I'm not even unfollow, just don't recommend. It's just that easy. One button. Like, one that takes literally one button to say unfollow or not recommend or whatever, but it literally takes maybe 2-3 buttons to comment something. You see my point, right? Like, I feel like it takes more effort. So why are you going out of your way to judge people? And it wasn't just my voice. Like, there are times that people commented that, like, oh, I need a haircut. Why do you look like, you look a bit swole? Like, did you eat like a lot of sodium, food with sodium? Or like, I see your nose hair popping out. Like, it's just so much. Like, it's just like, you, that's not okay. Like, I mean, okay, I'm sorry that, like, I don't look good today. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry that, like, today I didn't have time to, like, get haircut or do this, do that. Like, it's okay. People don't look that presentable every single day. And that is totally fine. I feel like that is such a horrible thing to say. Is that, like, especially in today's world, we are all saying that, oh, I like natural, and we want to do all natural, we want to be just the way we are, no makeup, no whatever. Bullshit. I think it's such a bullshit. It's like, yeah, I think sometimes we do that, but 9 out of 10, especially on social media, we say things that, like, oh, trendy like that, but we do the exact opposite. And it's just so messed up. And that's why I'm trying to even talk about this topic, is that I think we need to be respectful with one another. Like, if you don't like someone's content, if you don't like how they look, it's fine. But just don't comment something bad, because it's not your business. Like, not liking something is almost like saying that, oh, I don't eat this food or whatever, because it's a preference. It is totally a preference. And you don't have to spend time on explaining why you don't like it. Simply just say unfollow. And that's why I just wanted to mention, is that, like, maybe I was a bit too aggressive, but I'm just trying to say, and it's coming from a passionate place, because I think not just me, I think so many people on social media, they get hate for the way they dress up, the way they do things, the way they talk, or I don't know. A lot of things, honestly. But I just think it is okay that, like, sometimes something triggers you or something that you don't want to see, simply close the app, simply don't recommend, simply say not interested, it will go away. Just that simple. Just simple. Don't leave a comment. Just don't leave multiple comments. Don't send them a DM. Don't send them hate. It's just that simple. And I just think it needs to be talked more so people can understand it, because it's really not good for people's mental health. And I think this is why sometimes I support why YouTube took out the dislike button. It's not like taken out, but like normal, like if unless you're the creator of the video, you don't see how many dislikes you got. You just only see dislike button. And I think it makes sense, because sometimes when you see too many dislikes than likes, that affects you as a person and you feel like everything's terrible. So it's kind of nice to see that. And I think sometimes it's good to hear that, like, it's for people's mental health, because it's a lot. It's a lot to take in. It's a lot to take opinions from people. I have to be very honest. I think it's good to get opinions from people once in a while. But when you're on social media, you're constantly getting opinions from people, even when you haven't even asked. That's exactly why I'm trying to come at this. Like, I think communication is so important. Unless people explicitly ask you, what do you think about my hair? What do you think about my voice? What do you think about me? How do I look? Or whatever. Don't give your opinion. No one asks you your opinion. And that's very important. And I think even in real life is that, like, don't give out your opinion. No, to be honest, I feel like in real life too, it's like, unless people specifically asking you for your opinion, don't. Because 9 out of 10, it's irrelevant and people don't want it. I have to be very honest. 9 out of 10, people don't want it. And I'm just going to end it with that. And I don't know, this was a little bit of a rant, but a little bit of my experience with social media. I just think it's not like, I don't know, it's not always rose-colored glasses. There has been a lot of darkness to social media, and I just think it's something that we should talk about and we should learn about. I hope you guys like this episode. If you do, please don't forget to rate us on Apple Podcast or wherever you get your podcast, and I'll see you guys next week with another episode. Bye, guys.